A federal judge has dismissed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking records about the government's targeted killings of three U.S. citizens in Yemen in 2011. Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan were killed in a drone attack in September of that year. The following month, Abdulrahman al-Awlaki, Anwar's 16-year-old son, was killed in another drone attack. The Obama administration has taken credit for the killings and stated that it has legal authority for carrying out the extrajudicial executions, but it has refused to release the Office of Legal Counsel memorandum outlining the rationale behind those claims of a legal basis. The American Civil Liberties Union filed the Freedom of Information lawsuit to force the disclosure of that document, but in a ruling handed down yesterday, Judge Colleen McMahon said she could find no way around the thicket of laws and precedents that allows the executive branch to say actions that, on their face, seem incompatible with our laws and Constitution are legal, while keeping the reasons for that conclusion a secret. Nate Wessler is a staff attorney with the ACLU.
The judge certainly acknowledged at length that the targeted killing program raises really profound concerns about the appropriate limits on government power in our constitutional democracy and about whether the executive branch should have the unilateral power to order the killing of U.S. citizens around the world far from recognized battlefields. So the court at great length discussed the really chilling limits of that power that the government has apparently claimed, but then went on to conclude that under this country's freedom of information laws, she could not compel the government to turn over more information. Now, we disagree with the ultimate conclusion of her opinion, and we'll be appealing on that basis.
Did she essentially say that the information that the administration has revealed so far about the legal justification has been vague and not specific enough to claim that it is, at least to some extent, already in the public domain?
That's right. That's really where the key dispute in this case is. Numerous members of the Obama administration, including the president himself, have spoken to the public a number of times about the targeted killing program in general, about the government's claimed power to target even U.S. citizens under the targeted killing program with drones or otherwise, and even about U.S. responsibility for the targeted killing of three U.S. citizens in Yemen in the fall of 2011. Those disclosures and statements by government officials have established that the government, you know, has information about this topic, has legal theories about why it thinks its activities are legal, and in fact is responsible for these targeted killings. It's our position that under the Freedom of Information Act, the government cannot go around making selective and self-serving disclosures intended to bolster public image, but then avoid having to release accurate information about a program like this in court. The judge concluded that every statement of a government official just wasn't specific enough to force it to have to release more information. But we think that absolutely when you look at any individual statement, but certainly at all of them together, there's no question that the government has acknowledged the existence of this program and its practice of even targeting particular U.S. citizens, and that the U.S. public deserves and is required to receive a fuller accounting of what the government is doing.
Perhaps the most compelling statement that has come out, besides the Times article a while ago that was attributed to people who had actually read the legal memorandum, was the statement that Eric Holder made that the Constitution requires due process, but not judicial process. That seems like something that begs for explanation when it comes from the chief law enforcement officer in the country.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really a stunning assertion. You know, the Attorney General was arguing that even where United States citizens are concerned, somehow the executive branch should be able to be the judge, jury, and executioner, even in situations away from an active battlefield, like what was happening in Yemen when those three U.S. citizens were killed in 2011. Even in those sort of situations, apparently the administration believes that the judges never need to be involved and that an executive death warrant essentially can just be issued with some kind of secret bureaucratic process backing it up. The court in the decision issued yesterday stated it several times. The government really owes the American public a fuller explanation of just how that could be so. It's really, at the very least, a controversial and shocking assertion of power. And so when the government on making those kinds of poorly reasoned, poorly explained assertions, it needs to be able to back them up and to give the public some assurance that it's actually acting within the law.
The ACLU will be appealing this ruling along with the New York Times and the Times reporters, who also were co-plaintiffs in this lawsuit. What will be the next step in this, and what kind of arguments do you think you can advance to win in an appeal on this?
Well, there will be one more round of submission of legal briefs to the trial court around one small remaining issue in the case. And then sometime probably in the spring, there will be arguments made to the Court of Appeals. And we will be repeating the arguments that we made to the district court judge. And we think they're strong and winning arguments, that under the Freedom of Information Act and our Freedom of Information laws, the government cannot make a series of self-serving disclosures and selective statements to the public about a topic, but then when brought into court asking for a fuller accounting and records backing those statements up, pretend that those records either don't exist or state that they don't have to release them. So we are quite hopeful that the Court of Appeals will look at the long list of statements by government officials about the topic and conclude that they really, under the law, need to release further information to the public.
Nate Wessler is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union.